Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, I'm Doug Arnholter from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Hey, how are things in Indianapolis?
Wonderful. It's absolutely peachy.
So what do you do there in Indianapolis?
I'm an artist here in Indy.
Oh, really? I didn't think of Indianapolis as an art center.
We've actually got a real vibrant art community here.
That's great. Yeah. So you do like crop art and... No, I'm sorry.
No, I give up on the circles. Yeah. I do better in abstract.
That's good. Well, welcome to the show, Doug. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. What's the topic, Carl?
I'm sorry, so sorry.
Whoa-hoo, that was good. Nobody likes coming clean about embarrassing things in their past, but sometimes you got to do it even if you're in a powerful position. This week we read a stirring story about a leader making a surprising confession. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about startling admissions from influential people. Choose that real story. You'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine or voicemail, whatever you like.
Cool.
All right, ready to play?
Yes, sir.
First, let's hear it from Roxanne Roberts.
Don't tell anyone, but Geraldine Ferraro is a great cook. At a women's leadership forum in New York last week, the 1984 vice presidential candidate confessed that she bribed her three kids $1,000 each to tell reporters she was hopeless in the kitchen. The Mondale campaign, she told the crowd, asked her to hide her domestic skills for fear she would seem too soft, especially the fact she was an accomplished cook. Before she was announced as running mate, Ferraro told teenagers Donna, John, and Laura to say she never had time to cook and always brought home pizza or McDonald's, when in fact the freezer was stuffed with homemade lasagna, stews, and pastas. Quote, John Jr. really got into it, telling anyone who would listen that I was a lousy cook and not much of a housekeeper either, Ferraro said to laughter. Truth is, it would drive me crazy to break the glass ceiling because I'd have to clean it up.
Geraldine Ferraro admitting that she actually liked to be a homemaker. Your next story of a shocking admission comes from Charlie Pierce.
Elizabeth May, the leader of the Green Party of Canada, confessed this week that, yes, she had never used marijuana. I am not a fan of marijuana use, said Ms. May. I have to confess it. Legalization of the bud is a formal posture of the Green Party in Canada. And, of course, Canada is close to Alaska, and therefore, on both sides of the border, there's a lot of experience with dope in politics. Polling data on this startling admission is still being assembled, but 45% of respondents in one poll said Ms. May's confession would make them less likely to vote for a Green Party candidate. 50% said it would make them more likely to vote for a Green Party candidate, and 5% said, oh, wow, and went out for more Cheetos.
The Green Party candidate in Canada admits, tearfully we assume, that she actually doesn't smoke marijuana. And your last story of a higher-up asking for forgiveness comes from Paula Poundstone.
First-year Spanish students at Steuberville High School in Steuberville, California, heard a shocking confession in any language when their Spanish teacher and head of the Menlo County Foreign Language Department announced that she had never spoken nor studied the Spanish language, but that she could use a dictionary as good as the next guy and has eaten at Taco Bell many times. She was very nice, said student Jake Shapinky, but when I asked what that squiggly thing over the end was, she said it was a typo. When angry parents called for the dismissal of both Principal Diane Pulo and Ms. Byrne, Pulo defended herself, saying that during the job interview, the Spanish teacher spoke in a very believable accent.
All right. Here, then, are your choices to review from Roxanne Roberts, how Geraldine Ferraro admitted that she just loved to bake and had to pretend that she didn't for political reasons. From Charlie Pierce, the leader of the Green Party, which is very pro-marijuana, admitting to her followers that she herself is not. And from Paula Poundstone, a Spanish teacher in California, admitting that she doesn't speak Spanish. Which of these is the real story about somebody fessing up?
Feels like the Green Party to me.
You do? It feels like that to you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's your choice. You're choosing Charlie's story. Well, we spoke to somebody who had some insight into this odd confession.
I'm really glad that Elizabeth May has apologized, and I accept her apology on behalf of all the stoners in America.
That was Rick Cusick, the associate publisher of Yes! High Times magazine. Congratulations, you got it right. You earned a point for Charlie Pierce. You've won our prize. Carl Kessel will record the greeting on your own home answering machine. Thank you for playing with us today. Well done, sir. Well done.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.